Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line, you're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too, we got you, can't knock it, interviews to topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, 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 we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line Friday.
Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Y'all know what time it is. It's front line Friday each and every Friday, as we showcase the interview and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. Today we got a hot gospel rapper live in the building with us, live in Diva Spot Studios, The Messenger. Make sure y'all check him out on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/The Messenger. Again, that's www.soundcloud.com/The Messenger. Or when you're on SoundCloud, just put in @VertMessenger and they'll pull it up. And if you can't find it there, just hit Diva up on Facebook. www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. You will see them all over my page. We definitely going to get it in. We got hot tracks coming from him. We're going to get into a blazing interview. Of course, we're going to have a 30-minute showcase of nothing but hot indie artists. Big shout out to all my indies. Hit you with the Educate and Regulate session, and y'all know we got to take him to church. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. You can listen to us live online. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Jump in our chat room, chat it up, ask us questions, call in, and do some requests. I want to give a big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check us out over there at www.phenomradio.com. We are putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. Yo, I want to tell y'all about such a great time that I had on Ladies Night on Next Legacy Radio. Big shout out to Denaya. This past Wednesday was such a bomb show. Y'all want to make sure y'all check us out every other Wednesday, Ladies Night Radio, with your wonderful host, Denaya, also me co-hosting Diva Ebony B. So you want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/next legacy. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/next legacy. We're going to get into a little music break right here. I'm going to hit y'all with an intro from The Messenger. And when we come back, we're going to get live into this interview and get all up in this Kool-Aid. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Squad up.
The plastic and traffic like the traffic. No spell, but we
wicked magic. More smoke the devil's grabbing. I'm bringing Jesus back in. That's how we keep it cracking. Life open many of them. Guess they didn't read the passage. Eternal life in heaven. That means my soul protected. Don't need no gold investment. The Bible gold investment. We read the last testament. Temptations keep testing in. The weak they break and giving in. Ain't no escape in your sin. Fire lake where they swim. The sky they hate with a grin. That's why I'm home with the kids. Way too grown for the drip. These final days that we live. I'm way too grown for the sin. No time of day for the end. You got to pray to get in.
Alright, alright, alright.
That was the messenger right there. You gotta pray to get in, yo. Let's go ahead and welcome our guest to Frontline Fridays, another soldier on the front line putting in that work for the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Frontline Fridays, the messenger. The messenger, welcome to Frontline Fridays, man.
Praise God, praise God. How you doing, Ebony B?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. We live up here broadcasting this thing live from University Place, Washington. You've been getting a lot of feedback on your music. Your music is now on SoundCloud, and you're doing something new with your music. But for those who don't know who you are and just getting introduced to it, tell us about who you are and how you got started in music.
I started as a little kid, you know, recording over my mom's church tapes with my own lyrics, you know what I mean? She'd come home from church. I done spit something over her, recorded over. You know, we had tape decks back then. We ain't had a CD, so, you know, I caught a couple whoopings for trying to develop my craft.
So did you just record over my tape? Now you know you record over a tape that you know that is on. Tape over her Shirley Caesar?
Yeah, one of the good ones. I can't recall what it was, but it was done.
It was done, yeah. And you was done too, huh?
Yeah, I was in the corner bending and pointing.
Glad you made it back.
Yeah. It strengthened me up.
Well, great. Tell us about The Messenger. This album, you know, you going by the title of your name. What made you decide to go with that artist name of The Messenger? How did that come about?
Because it was with relations at first, you know what I mean? And then, you know, too many whizzes started popping up. So then it went to relations as revelations, the end of all the deviousness in the world. And as soon as I dropped this album, something just got on my heart. And, you know, the Lord was talking to me and said, you got a message to give. So I just went with The Messenger.
Well, that's tight, you know, and you decided to name the album The Messenger as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are people going to get from this particular album, The Messenger? What are they going to get? It's 19 tracks on it. So what are they going to get from The Messenger?
They're going to get real life. The truth, you know. There's ups and downs. There's schemers. There's plotters. But at the end of all that, there's Jesus. There's the man up above watching over you. So out of it all, you know, I used to be bad on drugs. I'm clean now because the man upstairs was looking out for me. So, you know,
amen.
Anybody can make it if they put their faith in God. You know, so that's, you're just going to get some hard cuts, though. You know, they're just straight to the point.
Wow. Well, that's definitely what's up, and, you know, congratulations on being clean and sober, and big shout-out to everybody that's out there that's being clean and sober, you know, and it's in recovery because it is definitely a lifestyle, and a lot of great things have been happening for you since that time, since you submitted, since you gave your life to the Lord, and now you're doing God's work, you know, so I'm pretty sure, you know, you like, thank you, you know, and what was that breaking point that you said, you know what, this, I surrender, there's no more of this, and I'm just going to go ahead and do what I need to do and do God's work and be one of his soldiers.
When I smacked the bottom.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, how can I just keep looking at this drug that's doing me no good?
Mm-hmm.
And my family, and, you know, it was just the bottom for me. So, you know what I mean? And through all that, I wrote the album in a month. And he was just talking to me through the whole album, you know what I mean? Very anointed album. You know, I'm just blessed to have the privilege to still be here, and I could be somewhere else.
Oh, wow. Well, let's get into this track number two. We just played track one, and you can go to www.soundcloud.com/The Messenger. And what The Messenger is basically asking is he wants you guys to take a listen to the music, and for you guys, while you're there, just click on the comment or click on the track and just get you guys name it. And that's what you're asking guys, the listeners and the fans to do is name the tracks. Why did you decide to ask the listeners to name the tracks rather than naming them yourself?
Because I don't really like to name them, you know. And then if somebody's really listening to the track, you'll know, because then they would have a name that's put on them to put it out there. So that's how you get your true listeners, too. You know what I mean? So that's how I did it like that.
Well, great. We definitely going to get some feedback. We see the call line lighting up. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Diva Ebony B here, and I got my special guest, gospel rap artist, The Messenger, live in the building. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. We're going to get into this track, too, right here, called The Messenger, and come back and open up that phone line. Let's go.
Change. This conversation for my people, we ain't reaching for fame. Can't tell what's different between these cats, they all be sounding the same. That's why I talk about this life, how to deal with the pain. As long as I'm breathing, really ain't no need to complain. And weather never been a problem, I'm enduring rain. Why these haters so insulting, putting dirt on my name? It's just talk, till it's talk, can't ruin a thing. Keep my groove, these fools are trying to get to my brain. They be listening what I speak, but didn't hear what I'm saying. No interest in the TV shows or what the radio playing. Got your hat from yourself, get to live like a man. Divorce court, no support, equal family plan. The system, the copy, the bill, that's how they build up this land. And then they take away your feet until it's back to the span. That's why I've been out of the world and do all that I can.
You made it through the, and I got my rules beside me. Talking behind me, we do it all for the family.
Family, all I got, don't need no new friends, cause those the ones that always support you in the end. Noticing how these chicks show tits when they chipped in. Support you in the stick, but up and dip when it gets thin. Blinded by the rich, money never could make men. They just bring out the truth and show who you really is. That's why I'm with my moves, so in the path where the truth lives. Ain't no need to talk, just show me the proof, kid. Wondering when I stop, work the clock like 2 gigs. Overtime ain't enough, they be making up new shit. Stink up on the top, in the swirl like Cooper. I work for myself, and that's what I'm cool with.
We made it through the fall, and I got my moves beside me.
Know who it is, J Real the Realist, here with my boy J Biggs, aka Space Age J, on Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
We are what radio should be. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tate Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Stars born.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Squad up, we back in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. We just hit y'all with that hot track from The Messenger. We definitely want to get y'all feedback on it. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go ahead and go to the call lines and get some love, because we see y'all been wanting that feedback. So let's go to the 479-358. Again, that's 479-358. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Southside Manny, and I'm currently traveling.
Southside Manny, what's going on? Big shout out to Hayes Hoffa. Thank you for calling in, King. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We just played that hot track by The Messenger. You want to give your feedback on it? You have any questions?
I want to know where it's from. You got kind of a southern feel to it. I like the track personally. And just keep doing what you're doing. Maybe, you know, we could meet up and do a collaboration in the future.
I'm down for that.
Southside Manny, your album's coming out soon. Is this correct?
Yeah, it's I call it more of a, you know, more of a mixtape. It's my first project, but it's getting ready to drop pretty soon. I have Hayes over there at Brooklyn Recording Studios. He's finishing up the finishing touches and, you know, getting everything in order and the way it needs to be. So, you know, once that and, you know, it's done, and we're going to get it rolling.
All right, great. Southside Manny, how do we contact you, and how can The Messenger hit you up? Where do we go online, your Facebook, your Twitter, to contact you for collaboration to check out the music that you're doing?
Well, you can find me, you can go through Eddie, you know, Hayes Hoffa over there at Brooklyn Recording Studios. I get a lot of my, you know, information from him, or you can find me on Instagram at the Southside Way. T-H-E-S-O-U-T-H-S-I-D-E, the way. So it's the Southside Way, and that's how you can find me.
That's what's up. Southside Manny, thank you for calling me. Go ahead.
No problem. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout-out to Hayes Hoffa over there at Brooklyn Recording Studios. I also want to give a special shout-out to my partner, Crab. Over, you know, with Ray, Rise Above Everything. Shouts to Leezy Soprano. You know, a lot of the guys, Tacoma Rappers and stuff like that, Stunning Kid, just nothing but love.
That's what's up. Southside Manny, can I get a squad up?
Squad up.
You already know what it is. Just girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. And friend your queen on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. Let's go to the front lines and get some more love. We're going to go over to New York right now. We got 347-303. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. And with our special guest, The Messenger, is live in the studio. Holla at us. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, Hello? Peace Noel, welcome to the show.
What's up, boo?
You already know what time it is. You got any questions for The Messenger?
Sure, I got a word. First of all, you know, I like to shout out to The Messenger, you know what I'm saying, man? I was feeling that track and everything. You know, I'm a singer and a songwriter myself. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, you know what I'm saying? I've done various, you know, shows and showcases like yourself, you know what I mean? And as an aspiring artist, you know what I'm saying, you got that anointing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling that track, you know what I'm saying? That track has that vibe and anointing, you know what I'm saying? And what I feel from that track and that message that I got from that track, you know what I'm saying? It's sending a cross message, you know what I'm saying? That you're doing things for the family, you're doing things, you know what I'm saying? You know, clear, you know what I'm saying? You're doing it for the family, people that you love, that you turn to, you know what I'm saying? That you feel for. You know what I mean? And I feel that track should be called, it's like a call. It's like a call for the word. You know what I'm saying? Because you're bringing out a message. You know what I mean? You feel what I'm saying? You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with you, bro. That's exactly
what
it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because that sends like a truthful anointing. Because it seems like that sounds like a song that like everybody is hearing nowadays. Something like it's like a call for a cry. You know what I'm saying? It's like a message that people are yearning to hear. You know what I'm saying? You know, like how back in the days when everybody first heard Kirk Franklin, that's the reason why I sing. Well, that's something that people is wanting to hear, that they need. They're in a cry for a family. They're in a cry, you know what I'm saying, for a need. It's something that people want to reach out to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm digging that. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that, and it just caught my attention. It just had me in a breakdown in my spirit for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, like family. You know what I'm saying? That's what people in the circle is needing nowadays, is family. You know what I mean? Because people nowadays are coming from, you know, broken homes, group homes, you know what I'm saying? Shelters, you know, jail cells, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, people is hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? They're in need of a healing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that message right there is something that can bring a healing. You know what I'm saying? That people in the jail cell can listen to. You know, people in there that they're trying to get their rehab off that drug, off that crack, you know, off that PCP. Just want to change their format of life. Or so somebody that's trying to get off their probation. You know what I mean? They want to get back to their family. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that did wrong. You know what I mean? You know, that need that that spouse or that mate. You know what I'm saying? They need that family.
Yeah. And what was the title that you gave it, Noel?
I gave him, you know what I'm saying? I gave him the call, the word. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So
you know
track
what I mean?
Two, we'll call it. The track two, the suggestion for track two is called The Call.
Yeah, the call of the word, you know?
All right. All right,
all right, all right, all right. Yeah.
All right, Noel, we definitely going to take that in. We're going to get into some more questions with the messenger. And we got more hot tracks on the messenger. Y'all just get ready. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with nothing but hot independent artists and their music live. Stay tuned, Noel. Don't go nowhere. Man, so you said in the track, on track two, you talked about your wolves. Could you explain that? You know, break that down to us. Explain that. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, my wolves, you know, that means wolf is warriors organized under the Lord's faith. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I can never be a sheep in wolf's clothing, because that means you're fake off top. Why would a wolf dress in sheep's clothing? You know what I mean? I'm just flat out a warrior for the Lord. And, you know, I'm a demon slayer by nature. So that's what it is, and that's what I stand behind.
Is there some, like, with that current song, who was doing a hook on the song there?
That was me.
That was you on the hook. So not only do you sing, you write, make beats, you produce. Did you produce the beat on this track
as
well?
No, that's a shout-out to my boy Mo Bucks, man. He said God told him to give me 19 hot tracks before I did it. And one more shout-out to Mo Bucks, and God bless you, bro.
Oh, that's definitely the stuff. So now you got the messenger, you know, this album in rotation. So you got track three here. Tell us about track three and how it all came about.
I made the beat to that, and I was just sitting back, and I wrote it in like 10 minutes. It was the album was ready to come out. It took me a month to ready. One song after another, bang. I did the record myself, I did everything.
That's what's up. Who are some of the people that you have worked with? Have you done any collabs with anybody just yet?
No, I got my auntie on there. She sings at the choir, she sings at church. So,
yeah.
You know, I really don't be trying to link up with people because I haven't found the right people to link up with, because I ain't been searching. I just been building myself up in my strength in the Lord. You know, he don't send whoever's supposed to be with me anyway. Like he sent you. Thank God for Ebony.
Do you find it kind of difficult to keep, because you being a gospel rapper and because you doing this work for the Lord, do you find it kind of difficult to collab with other artists? Or, you know, even to find somebody that's on the same page as you? So they have this secular thing. This is secular music. Do you have that issue with that as well?
No, because I can study gospel and bring light to anybody's CD because they all need it. So if anybody wants some truth on their CD from the messenger, get at Ebony and then you'll get at me.
All right, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into track 3 right here live on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Spot ENT, at Diva Ebony B. And make sure you friend me on Facebook. Go and check out the Messenger's album right now. All you got to do is go to www.soundexchange.com/ The Messenger. I got a lot of websites going on, but it's all right. This is my show. I can do what I want. Oh, before we go into any type of music break, I got to give a big, big, big shout out to my aunt. Annette Ramsey is up in the building. Yes, what up? She in the studio with us right now. She is the owner of Indigo Blue Inc. Indigo Blue INC. She's definitely doing her thing. Been all over the world, New York, doing films, working with all types of people and doing a thing now. So big shout out to my aunt for being up in the studio. You want to give a shout out?
No, I wasn't planning on doing this. So what's up, everybody?
Oh, man. We definitely doing big things over here on Frontline Friday. Let's get into some more of this hot music. Big shout out to Phenomeno. Big shout out for everybody that's tuning in live, that's listening on your iPads, on your phone, online, all over the place. Call a friend, text a friend, and tell them to call 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go.
May God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Praise the Lord.
What's really going on in these wild old days? They're ready to do it if they say it's okay. But I would never stray heavily blue, so that's okay. With every step I take, I'm on my way. Took all the colors out of left all gray. Now they rapping with nothing to say. All unhappy with all that pain. You made your bed, so now you lay. I found the love is through Jesus' name. The Israelites, we was born to fight. To see a stronger faith is in Christ. Ain't no need for even thinking twice. If I'm so broken, I can't get right. So long in the dark that I need the light. Quit barking so hard with no need to fight. You can get slain for your reason this life. Reaching a point when I'm reaching the mic. God, Jesus is better, whatever you like. My soul is protected like there is some night. No genre is written in every time. Infected it is when I have in a bite. I'd rather be praying to Jesus at night. Beware of these demons, they prey on your life. Blind in the mind and I take away sight. You falling off track in the time of a life. I'm soldiering up and I'm following Christ. Switching your thirst and ain't drinking the Sprite. Come on, I know you need change in your life.
Okay. Here we go. Let's. Here we go. Okay. Words have a severe effect. Lost souls, no hope, it's on to the next. Taking blessings for a joke, just passing them by. Putting the truth in disguise, forced to live through lies. Words have a severe effect. Lost souls, no hope, it's on to the next. Taking blessings for a joke, passing them by. Put the roof in the sky, okay. So the lift to fly. Mushroom cloud, countdown. Boom, melt, melt. As soon as it touched down. Final crisis, planet lifeless. New world devices, order worship of the idols. Consuming soul titles. Tower, Eiffel, Babylon, English speak. Tongue untied, seen our eye. Google, Facebook, phone smart. Type your information in, this phone starts. Tracking marks, these cars, feasting on free will. He will kill deals, slavery spills, unhappy meals. It's America, Bush, Obama, Hitler, Obama. Skin suit, mass warming, gesture performer. Cast out, outcast, music perfection. Same song, different reflection. Psychomental, misfossed direction. Distraction for soul entrapment. Baby, holiday, celebrate, money, faith. He safe, she safe, foolish debate. Trapped, no escape, too much mouth safe. Believing in lies,
sins must cease. Prepare for judgment on doomsday. I stay at peace, cause I pray. Jesus is the only way. High praise, good day, catch praise. Hussein, speak name, leave shame, leave pain. Seek gain, seek change, use brain, maintain true fame. Trumpet rain, amazing grace, heavenly place. No days, no dates, no race, no strays. One pace, pearly gates, now safe. Through Jesus' name,
words have a severe effect. Lost souls, no hope, just on to the next. Taking blessings for a joke, just passing by. With the truth in disguise, forced to live through lies. Words have a severe effect. Lost souls, no hope, just on to the next. Taking blessings for a joke, passing by. With the truth in disguise, forced to live through lies.
Each and every Friday, as we turn up, squad up, we up in this thing with the messenger, man. Y'all just heard a double play from him, the double tracks right there. We definitely want to get y'all feedback on this music. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's Frontline Fridays. We got the messenger up in this thing. We gonna go to the call lines and get some more love. We gonna go over to Chi-Town right now. Denia, baby, what's going on, baby? Holla at us.
What's good, mama? How are you?
I don't know. I just felt like Jay-Z just right now. I don't know what came over
right?
me. So I got the gospel artist up in here. And I just felt like Jay-Z, but you know what? Hey, love me in the morning, okay?
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
So now you got some feedback, love. Holla at us.
I do, absolutely. Those songs are absolutely beautiful, incredibly inspirational. Definitely keep doing your thing, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You made a one of the tracks, that was track 4, that you were talking about, Spills on Unhappy Meals.
Slavery Spills Unhappy Meals?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, the way the world's going, is like people are mental slaves, you know what I mean? And it unspills, and it spills out unhappy pills. They're going for a dream instead of searching for themselves and who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to lead to unhappiness, period.
So they think, oh, if I got the big house, if I got the big car, or if, you know, I look like this and I act this way, I'm going to be happy. But it's basically a falsified... a reality and a falsified images, and they become, you know, depressed anyway.
And then that goes back to song number 2, the family.
The family.
You know what I mean? So
We were just talking earlier about how important the family is, and that's going to be part of our Educate and Regulate session. But, you know, as far as, like, what you do with your music, and you just perform at the Night of Truth, big shout-out to Karina. Big shout-out to everybody that came out to rent into the Night of Truth. Stay tuned. There's going to be a Night of Truth Tacoma coming, so we'll get you guys updated on that. But you just performed there, and you did perform track number 2, which is the family, in the intro and another track. How was that experience for you performing live on stage like that?
That was my first time ever performing by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, because I going through groups, and, you know, there's always a factor of somebody thinks they're better or somebody jealous of one another. And, you know, through my life, God weeded out all the snakes. So here I stand. It was actually fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. I enjoyed it.
All right, great. What did you take from that experience? When you left from the Night of Truth, you know, the and seeing all the Night of Truth was all about people coming out and expressing themselves in their gospel, expressing themselves, you know, through the gospel, through music, through dance, through spoken word. What did you take from that event that day?
That just proved to me more that God is real. And there's nothing else I can say about that. And everybody there, I had a great time. I mean, you could feel them in the place. So, yeah.
Incredibly amazing. So now that you dropped the messenger, are you working on a new project right now?
Yeah. It'll be out by the winter time.
Okay. Do you have a name for that or?
Nah, it'll just come.
It just comes to you? So the music just comes to you, just flows to you. So you move in your spirit, and that's how your music comes about.
Exactly.
Wow. How do you prepare yourself? You know, do meditation or do time? How do you prepare yourself to allow this process to happen?
Just live.
Mm-hmm.
I just live. You know what I mean? And then when the spirit says do it, I'm on it. It don't take long. A month. I can knock out 30 songs in a month.
All right. That's the fun. So with being able to knock out all these songs in the club, where do you see, you know, the messenger and, you know, the next projects in the next 3 or 4 years? Where do you want to take your music to in the next 3 or 4 years? What type of impact do you want to have?
I want to impact the youth. I want to wake up the younger generation because they're falling asleep while their eyes is open.
Mm.
They fall asleep while their eyes is open. What?
Yeah, right? They fall asleep with their eyes is open. And, you know, can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, they're more focused on females and rims and money and no self-respect. You know what I mean? They don't even respect the elders no more.
Yeah.
So, you know, how can they respect anybody if they don't respect themselves?
Wow.
Need to stop watching TV and read.
And get out the house.
Yeah.
You gotta start in there. You know, not only do we need to hold the children accountable, but we have to hold the parents accountable too. And like you said, you know, with them feeding that image and like everybody's mental slaves, it's keeping us in the homes, keeping us behind these TVs, keeping us on our phones. And whatnot.
No interaction with the family.
No interaction with the family. We got to turn all this technology and get out and go outside and do some things.
Go put the technology away for a day and enjoy your family. Enjoy people. Park event or something.
Yeah. There is an event coming up. Diva Spot Radio is going to take a hike with Diva Spot Radio this Sunday. And we're going to be at the Sealy Lake Park. It is located right behind the community center, Lakewood Community Center, right here in Lakewood, Washington. And if you want more details about that, just go to my page at www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Again, that's www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. You can get more details about that there. So, thank you for coming through the front line, the messenger. We definitely appreciate it. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Shout-outs to my boy, Danny Walker. That's one of my brothers. We disciple together. You know, we read Bible scripts. Shout-out to my bro, Michael Clark. He just got saved and baptized last month.
Nice.
Yeah, and one shout-out to my cousin, Delco, and all my kids and my family.
All right, you know, we definitely appreciate you coming through. Y'all make sure y'all check out the messenger at www. Friend them on Facebook, too. www.facebook.com/AvertMessenger. Again, it's www.facebook.com/AvertMessenger. And also check out his music at soundcloud.com/TheMessenger. Again, soundcloud.com/TheMessenger. We're going to get into another hot track. Matter of fact, we're going to take a 30-minute music break because I got lots of hot indie artist music. And if you want to get interviewed, showcased, and promoted right here on Frontline Fridays, all you got to do is hit me up at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Let's go.
Prepare, heat ass, accepting with G-O-D in the path with the Lord is where I see. See devils keep on testing me, trying to steal inside me. Jesus name and watch them flee. They weather have us, watch them read. Don't keep us up to normal speed. Chemicals in the air we breathe, whatever they tell you believe. This nation built on tricks and greed. How you think they feel about me? Ain't nothing like my girly do. Feeling stuck, super glue. The world don't feel like it used to do. Trying to steal love, crucial move. My words is what Jesus do. Died on the cross for you. Didn't even cost a few. I done lost a few. Coming awful soon. No gossip room. They'll blossom soon. Jesus powerful. Feel it in your soul. Just gotta let it go. You don't have to cry no more. Take it where you need to go. This is the time of the wicked. They getting real powerful. But my guard and my shield is the protector. My Lord and Savior always got my back. Can I get an amen now? Can I get an amen now? Better than a word, wow. They falling off left and right. They don't even know what they want. Empty voids in their life. Cup not even halfway full. It's looking empty over there. I'll show you where you need to go. He's number one. Prepare.
First lady, a million dollar baby with potential. Yeah, I'm ready to kill him. I got that military flow. Mouth cannon obliteration, as everybody knows. Clap, get him, cause I'm roused up. Coming from the ground up. Taking over now, what? Who ready to go? I swear to God, I'm on that Mason. Give me or I'll take it. Approaching with that fake, fake, fake. Dying around. Huh. Word up to my mother, ain't no other. I'm the baddest. Put me on a track, I don't just kill it, boy, I thrash it. Easy, believe me, I got what the game is diminishing. I'm pulling in my way and regulating the competition on you. It's counterfeit, fake, and I acknowledge it. Time to put them back into the cages they got out of.
I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay, I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay, I got this. Easy. Yeah, now I got something for you haters. The hatred creates a buzz and the buzz is giving me paper. And with that paper I confiscate from you haters. I spin it up on my style, now I'm wavier than the Jacob. Follow me, that mean you hate me, but I love you, cuz I already grabbed. You just giving me a bigger buzz. I'm what it is and what it was at the same time. By the way you hate me, I'm constantly on your damn mind. Can't get enough of me, hate me but never touching me. You never feel my shoes, could never fit in my double D. So mommy please, we all see who you trying to be. My protege, but never could be a mini me. So it's best that none of y'all go against, cuz I'm ripping, ripping everything inside for all in. Treat me like a job, play sick and call in. Cause I think of you, whoever you call me, a queen. I put on a show, I know you haters watch.
Big shout out to James Ricks on the Facebook check-in. James, we see you, baby. Big shout out to him. Make sure y'all friend him on Facebook at James Ricks on Facebook. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. It's Frontline Fridays. That was just Get It Girl Renee with Get It Girl Rock. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Get It Girl Renee. Again, that's at Get It Girl Renee. Let's get into this hot track right here by Slate Stone called Young Black and Gold. Let's go.
Young black and free, young black and pro. proud, young black is me. Young black and gifted, young black and gold. Young black and powerful, so the story's told. Gold is what they want, gold is what we are. African diaspora, the history start with us. Distant relatives of our deep nature, maybe artists. Don't let them teach you other knowledge, roots the tree. No need to hate each other, let's find some unity. Let's organize for wealth, build our community. Like Aretha, and meet you through the speaker, hear the pulpit preacher. I hope the words will reach you, let history be the teacher. Young, gifted, and black, Simone influenced me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
questions before we get into educating regulate. Get ready.
Taking off, satellites be taking off, hard like he with this off, turn around and flip it wrong, this is how I learned to crawl, crawl, crawl. Shovel nights is vivid, y'all, flipping nights is cold and raw, he turned around and flip it wrong, praying nights we get it soft, trying to spin before it's lost, taking orders, break them off, make them judge and peeling off, but the game comes at a cost, whichever way you want it, man, I'm thanking pops, what's in the vault, 66 stacks, in my Bible real time, I'm not praying for the drop, I'm praying for the top, praying that I get mine before I get lost. I'm not trapped in for you, I'm trapped in for him, so you connect the dots. Bad times we came and gone, mad rising ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off, hard life he whipped us off. Bad times we came and gone, mad rising ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off, hard life he whipped us off. Turn around and whipped it wrong, this is how I learned to crawl, crawl. Bad times came and gone, where hard knocks put us off. Bad lives did us wrong, hard life made us strong, but he kept us holding on. Poured heads never wrong, part time never strong, still looking for my son, let my daughter know she's not alone. Cried tears a certain song, hope we gave for what was wrong. This is what I stay on, hard times and came and gone, but it shines, penetrates my foes. Oh, I walk like a lion in a den with many foes. May God broke the moat, if there's power in this pen, then let it show. Holla at me when you win, man, it's getting old. I still remember what they said, it's harder in life than in death. If you make it through the night, then you'll get some rest. It's just a test. It's just a test.
So I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
Bad times we came and gone, bad rising ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off, hard life he ripped this off, turn around and ripped it wrong. This is how I learned to crawl.
To blame a friend, it's hard to hold the blame, especially when it's against the wind, thinking we can change a friend. This is how hard every call begins, never trusting men, pressure and success make you feel like you a better man. This is where the lecture ends, live free, enjoy life, was built for the best of men. Stay positive and help the lesser man, love him first and save a friend, love him first and save a friend.
Bad times we came and gone, man rising ate them raw, night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off, hard life he with this off, turn around and flip it wrong, this is how I learned to crawl, crawl, crawl. Bad times we came and gone, man rising ate them raw, night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off, hard life he with this off, turn around and flip it wrong, this is how I learned to crawl, crawl.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to educate and regulate. I said it's time to educate and regulate. And for all my new listeners that's listening in, the Educate and Regulate session is something that we have each and every Friday. And we bring out really interesting topics, the things that we need to be talking about, things that we need to address, and we get your feedback on it. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to come back and comment and give feedback, just press the 1 button. You'll get put in the call queue, and we'll be able to open up your line. Ask Kali, come on in here, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do for? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Big shout out to S. Collie for that hot drop. I'm going to go ahead and open up y'all lines for those who have their mic open. And Noel and Denai, your mic is open. I want to talk about family fitness and a family fitness challenge. And I have to say that this came about to me because this is a near and dear topic to myself as well. But we have a lot of obesity going on. And, of course, I just had a baby, so I'm a couple of pounds overweight. I can't tell my business, but I'm a couple of pounds overweight. But I've come to realize that I don't really have clean eating habits. And it not only has it affected me, but it has affected my son as well. And my son was like, oh, Ma, we need to go shopping again. I was like, why don't we need to go shopping? He was like, because I need some bigger clothes. I'm like, wait a minute, you need some bigger clothes? No, we need to go on a diet. So, you know, and this is within a two-month span. But it's so important, you guys, for us not only to just exercise, but eating healthy. So I meditate on it, and I prayed about it. And God came to me in the middle of the night, and he said, you need a 30-day challenge. You need to start off with 30 days. So I got up in the middle of the night, and I just Googled 30-day family fitness. And I came up to this website that says Skinny Myths. And the reason why I like this website is because it's nothing more important than the health of your family. Now, with obesity rates at an academic proportions, it's important now more than ever to make healthy living a priority. Now, the people at Miss Skinny believe that one of the easiest and most rewarding ways to stay active and eat nutritionally is to make it a family affair. Families who get moving and take the time out to make clean meals are not only healthier, but they are also often more happier. After all, you know, the families who play together stay together, and also families who pray together stay together too. Now, which is why they put together a fitness challenge to get your family off the couch and out there enjoying all the healthy living that the world has to offer, that God gives this earth to use. Now, by committing to just 30 minutes each day, you guys, just 30 minutes, they believe that your family will see an enormous difference in their fitness levels, their energy levels, their health and happiness, and the family bond. So what we want to do is the Family Fitness Challenge encourages you to think outside of the gym and take advantage of your indoor and outdoor surroundings. So let's spend 30 minutes doing something active as a family. Now, they put together this family fitness challenge for us. So the first challenge was to go hike. So I'm like, great. You all can go hiking, and that's what we're going to do. This particular Sunday, we're going to go ahead and go hiking. But I definitely want to get your feedback on this, because it's not that we can't lose weight and all that exercising. If we're not eating healthier and eating cleaner, then we're not going to get anywhere. I'm going to go to Denia and get her feedback on that. Denia, can you holler at us about this on this Educate and Regulate session right here?
Man. It's so crazy. Just on, like, everything. I mean, I think... what I heard earlier about, did you hear about what Arsenio and how that's going to cancel? Like, I think we don't appreciate yourself. That's the problem. That's the problem. We don't appreciate yourself. We don't appreciate people. We don't appreciate when somebody's doing something good. We want to complain about everything, and you know how, oh, we're not getting a chance. Well, y'all have the opportunity. I just found out on Facebook that Arsenio called, you know, was going up there, and I'm like, wait a second, hold on. Wait, what? They just got back on.
Arsenio has what now?
Arsenio Hall's going off the air after one season.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Is he sick?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's sad because it's like, you know, you think about everything and, you know, you think about how many careers he's launched. And now it's like, I guess it doesn't matter, you know, because the problem is that people weren't watching it. And Brandon said something perfect. He was like, well, you know, y'all sitting up here watching all these daggone reality shows, and somebody come out with something that's really supporting you, y'all don't support it. So what can you say? And he's absolutely right. If people would have been supporting it the way they were the first week, then it would have stayed on. But because people chose not to, it disappeared. But that's what goes on typically with a lot of our shows, because people don't support them. If it ain't about some drama, then people don't care. And that whole culture needs to change.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear, you know, that he's leaving because of medical reasons.
That's
then. I mean, we gotta do something and demand Arsenio to come back. If I mean, they put together that big campaign to get the game back, so you know that's something I guess that we can do with Arsenio Hall, because it definitely needs to be on air and on the brighter side of that. You know, as far as with you know, bringing back a show, The Reading Rainbow is going.
I know,
to be
that's
making.
So freaking awesome. I'm so excited
yeah.
about that because. I grew up on that, and so for kids to be able to experience that is going to be phenomenal.
I think it's phenomenal. I think it's phenomenal that it'll come back to Reading Rainbow, and that within their first week, they raised $1.5 million on a Kickstarter.
Within the first couple of days, like, that was crazy. I was like, oh, uh-oh. Well,
my blessings go out to Arsenio Hall, and I hope he feels better, and I hope he's willing to come back. But I'm going to go over to Noel and get some feedback from him.
Hello?
Noel, what do you think of, you know, we're talking about eating healthy and having healthier families and whatnot. You know, give us some feedback on the Educate and Regulate session.
Well, basically, I say, Basically, I say, you know, that as far as, like, when it comes to, like, eating healthy and so forth, you know, most of that, you know, has to do, you know, what we were talking about earlier, Ebony, was that, you know, when it comes to, you know, eating right and doing right, you know, most of the reason why a lot of people fall into, you know, those obesity gaps and, you know, complaints and stuff like that because of stress. You know?
Wow.
Hello? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, stress does have a lot to play in obesity.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's how our arteries, you know, majority of our arteries get clogged up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, you know, to maintain, you know, proper healthy eating habit and stuff like that, it's best that, you know, you have a good, you know, food intake and, you know, exercise and things of that nature.
Have a good
spiritual mindset also.
Yeah, you definitely
you know,
right
about
that.
You gotta be determined.
Having a good spiritual mindset. Yeah, you gotta be determined. Having a good spiritual mindset is definitely important. And stress can cause you not to want to work out, or cause you mm-hmm. that we have people that they classify as emotional eaters, or you mm-hmm. know, having comfort food. I'm depressed, or I'm angry. I'm gonna go ahead and have me a big old cheesesteak. Or, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, how they have this whole thing that women get their heart broke and they go and have,
food binge.
Or eat a whole thing of ice cream. Not all of us do that, but.
Exactly.
I mean, when somebody hurts your feelings or you depressed, they call it comfort food. And some people, you go by that comfort food, but we're going to talk about the problem, of course, we're going to give a solution. And I want to give you guys 50 clean eating snacks. And we're talking about clean food here. Like many of us, you know, we battle a hectic daily routine. So luckily we can learn, you know, the key to juggling a busy schedule, is to maintain stable energy level throughout your day. Snacking on nutritious foods, nutrition foods options will keep you fueled up. But unfortunately, the most easily accessible snacks are not always the healthiest. Now, packages and processed chips, crackers, and fruit snacks lurk behind the glass of every vendoring machine. And I know you like, oh, I see those Twizzlers, I want them. Oh my God, there's a Kit Kat, I need to have that. Or, you know, there's really not any healthy things that's in the vending machine at your job or whatever. But I want you guys just to take a step forward, go above and beyond. And when you're going grocery shopping this week or next week, however you want to do it, let's get some healthy snacks coming in, you guys. And we're going to get some feedback on that. So let me go ahead and go to the call lines before we get into this clean food. All right, Let's go to the front lines and get some love. It's 862-218. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, Diva. This is Iris from Newark, New Jersey. I'm calling to give a shout out to Nat from Newark, New Jersey. What's up, Nat?
What's up? What's going on, Iris? Welcome to the front line, baby. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
We're talking about, we got to give you
all right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Iris, we're talking about this educating and regulate session, and we're talking about, you know, we see all the obesity going on, and we see all the unhealthy living lifestyles going on, and Noel just made a really good point when he was talking about, you know, us family, kids is being overweight, and it's caused by stress. A lot of us are just stressed out, and we really can't see the importance of just the beautiful thing, just taking a walk or whatever. You want to give some feedback on that, Iris, of what you think about it?
Well, I think I think all you got to do is move from the table. Push that from the table. That's what you do. Put that fork down.
When it's some Patti LaBelle baked macaroni and cheese, I gotta push away from the table. Iris, how do I do it?
Do them in proportions, dude. Proportions.
So, Iris, do you work out? Is there a routine? Or, you know, do you have any clean eating tips? Or do you have any workout tips that you use that's working for you?
Yeah, I work out. I do pool aerobics.
Wow.
Pool aerobics. Yeah.
So how many times do you do that a week, and how often do you do it?
3 times a week.
For 2 hours. Like for 2 hours. So you in the pool just getting it in.
Kicking it in. It's
wow.
An exercise class.
Now, I did hear swimming is one of the best forms of swimming. Works out all of your muscles, and that's one of the best forms of exercising. Is this correct?
It's like all of your muscles. Mm-hmm. All of your muscles.
You're going to have to send me a picture, Diva, so I can get it right, get it tight. You know, I'm trying to get this baby workout, so I need to see how that water aerobics is working out for you.
Trim, I sure will show you how to do it.
All right, cool. I'm gonna hold you to that. Iris, you got any more shout outs before we go to the next caller?
I'm gonna give a shout out to you also.
Thank you, Queen. Can I get a squad up before we get out of here?
Squad up.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. We're in the Educate and Regulate session, and we're talking about family fitness. We're talking about clean eating. A big shout out to The Messenger. We had him on early on the show playing his tracks. We're going to do a recap on his music in about 30, but make sure y'all check him out at www.soundcloud.com/The Messenger. Again, that's www.soundcloud.com/The Messenger. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. We got the 513-915 on the line. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Stacy, better known as Cherry. I'm coming from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yay, what's up, baby?
Hey. All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
What's up, my queen?
They don't learn today.
They don't learn today.
You know, I had to get in on this conversation because, you know, I have a really big son. He's, in case everybody knows, he's 15. He's 6'3", weighs 247 pounds. I have a 9-year-old who's 117 pounds, and he's 5'1". And I have a 5-year-old who's actually overweight. And I actually, being in Cincinnati, which is more so I guess they more so noticing the obesity with the kids. I lived in Jersey forever, and they never said anything about my kids being big except for give them a football and let them play. Here, they actually put my kids in a 7-bill period, all of them, class that they need to see nutritionists because they have to take the weight off of them. Now, me, I was always just told I have big boys, they'll be great in football. So, you know, that's just how I've been. I'm big, I let them eat, I let them, you know, and I just learned this past year that my son is really unhealthy. He's, like, very, very, very unhealthy. You know, and I'm trying to break that down now, but it's so hard for me because he's so used to me allowing him to eat three bags of potato chips plus a sandwich plus the juice, then go to the store. You know, so I'm struggling actually with that right now with my son. And you know Jamie, so you know I'm really struggling with trying to get him on a regimen of eating healthy so that he could be successful in what he likes to do, and that's play sports.
And you are definitely right about that. And big shout out to Jamie, Lil D, and General. I love my little kings. And, you know, Stacey, you cook very good. I've had your cooking before. And you know how we get down. When we cook.
Yes.
Like, only two people at my house that I only have to cook for. But when I cook like I'm cooking a buffet. Like, there's a, like,
yes,
I cook
we
a
do.
Home. You know, like, and it's, I believe, actually, it starts with us. It starts
yeah.
with us. I just sent you a link called the Family Fitness. It's a 30-day challenge. And it's also not just what we eat, but it's us getting up and going out and moving around.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
where we can start at with our kids, because our kids is just used to eating when mama cooked. Like, and I had to look at the proportions wise. Like, even
right.
this morning when I was making breakfast, you know, I like my hash and my grits and my eggs and my toast. And I said, you know what?
All starch.
Why not get all starch, right? And I'm like, well, I'm going and I can eat it. So what I did, instead of doing the grits and the toast, I took out the grits and the toast. I put back one can of hash. I did one can of hash, and I just did some fried eggs for me and Makai. We have to start controlling the portions. You just can't, it's just like, you know, you just can't snatch the food away from them. We have to start living a more healthier lifestyle first, and our kids will follow behind us. Because once
right,
they
start but now, what? Wait, but let me just say this, right? But check this out, all right? Jamie works out. I can't take that from him. I mean, morning, noon, and night, he is doing something. You know that. He's very active. He's very athletic. He's 78% muscle. He looks really good, you know, what I'm struggling with, you know, I struggle with my digestive system. It might be too much information, but, you know, I don't want him to go through that. He works out so much that I do believe him when he says, Mom, I'm really hungry, and he did just eat, because I'm watching him, and I know that he's consistently working off. He's consistently moving. It's always something, you know, going on, whether he got a boxing match, whether he's training for a fight, or he's getting ready for a basketball game or a football game, or he's dancing in somebody's dance group, you know, so I kind of understand that. Now, I just need a little input on how can I get him on a regimen that he's full, because he's never full.
Well, let's look at the foods that we eat, and I'ma open up lines as well so I can get feedback on that as well. But you know, it's what he's eating, because we want to get those foods that's going to give that energy and that keeps him full. Like, let's talk about trail mix. Things that he can eat that's going to fill him up. Not noodles. Let's talk about trail mix. Let's talk about energy bars. Let's talk about, you know, him intaking more water. The intake of more water. Almonds will fill you up very fast.
Yeah.
And I was going to go over the 50 clean foods. So we're talking about apple slices. We're talking about carrots with artichoke dip. We're talking about slices of veggie with zucchini, hummus, bananas, dry fruit, hard-boiled eggs. These are stuff that's going to stay on the body and plus give energy.
Jamie don't eat none of that, girl.
Look, he going to learn today.
He's going to learn today, girl, I'm telling you. I cleaned it out on him. And you know what another main thing is? Cramps. He gets muscle spasms so bad to the point he gets them in his toes. And it's the water. I wish I had him on the phone so he could hear. It's the water that has to keep those muscles pumping correctly. He has cramps so bad. Cramps. If there's anybody out there can tell me what can I do about my son waking up every night with cramps so bad because of his workout regimen. Is he working out too much? Is he, you know? So if you
Does
can
he
just,
take
you
a
know,
rest day? Does he take a rest day exercising?
I try to make him, but when he get bored, he runs. I got a field, a big field out in front of my house. He get bored, he out there. He on a bike. He on a, you know.
I'm going to let Annette come in on this because she deals with a lot of, you know,
health care specialists. So if he's getting muscle cramps, like in his toes and his ankles from the workout,
yes.
You need to get him some type of calcium supplement, like a vitamin that has a lot of calcium and protein in it. Because when you become dehydrated, it's taking the calcium out of your body, and that's what's causing the really bad cramps.
Okay, calcium. Thank you. You're the first person that told me that.
You
say you need more calcium and protein?
I would definitely keep the protein going because he's working out so much.
Yeah.
And his body is becoming dehydrated. So with the calcium, with the calcium supplement, that'll put the calcium back into his bone, which will take away the cramp.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
And I found that out personally because it was happening to me. Because I would get dehydrated, and then once I started taking the calcium supplement, the cramps just went away on their own. There's no other way because that's all it is. It's just a calcium deficiency.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'll definitely get him. I'll buy him some stuff. I've seen a bunch of different stuff like that with calcium and stuff in it. So I'll get him some tablets something he can just take every morning. And he can just, you know, because that's my biggest thing, those cramps. And I know that it comes from him working out and eating, but I can't stop him because that's what he has to do. Thanks a lot. Calcium and keep the protein up.
And if he get hungry after that, just tell him to go make a wish sandwich.
Right, wish he had a salad. That is just making wishy. Wait,
how you doing? Can I get a
tell him to make a wish sandwich. If he wants something to drink. Hey, listen, I wish you would ask me for nothing.
Right
now.
Give him a wish sandwich and some city punch. You know, that good city punch down here in Cincinnati is good.
Oh, man, let me see if Denai got some feedback for you, Stacey. Denai, do you have any feedback for Stacey?
Oh, my goodness. I think the biggest thing is to, like, just definitely keep him hydrated and make sure that he's not hurting himself, make sure that he doesn't, like, stress himself out to the point where his muscles are so sore that he can't walk the next day. Because a lot of kids will get kind of really, really hyper and really love working out, and then they just get kind of, and they get overexcited. And so you keep him hydrated, to keep him moving, but make sure that he's not injuring himself. Especially, like, if you have a growth spurt, because your bones are doing all kinds of crazy things when you have a growth spurt, and it makes it harder, and it's very painful, and a lot of guys kind of don't want to say anything, they'll just kind of blow it off, but don't let them, because it's like your muscles are changing, and so you've got to be careful of that, otherwise it can cause a serious injury.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Let him know he's going to get his head up to the white meat. Keep playing around here with Demon.
Right. He already know how we coming. I be trying to be nice to him. I don't want to call him a bunch of fat boys. But, you know, when you eat fried cheese cones and some fries and you still looking at mad, we have a problem.
Yeah, you're going to end up on Maury Boo Boo. Don't do that. Listen.
You know what I'm saying? That's what and that's why he fights to work out so much, because he's scared he's going to blow up. He know it.
Well, and you know what? Just encouraging that family time, you know, and that's one thing that I want to say, too, you know, encourage that family. Like, look, we all going to go bike riding today, or, you know, we all going to go hiking today, or we all going to go swimming today, and bonding with your child, because just as well, you want your children to look good, and you want yourself to look good. You want your children to look good as well. So I would definitely encourage, you know, doing 3 times out of a week, especially it's coming into the summertime. We got a little extra time, you know, to spend with our kids outside of them being in school to say, let's just go for a walk. It don't matter. I just want to go for a walk with y'all. And
or just ride some bikes.
Or just ride some bikes, because they don't know that, you know, that they working out. They don't know that for a fact. They just having fun.
Right.
Skipping to the beat, skipping and lolling, riding their bike. They don't know that they're working out. And you getting on a bike too, you know, you want to be able, you want to do something for yourself as well. So getting that heart rate pumping, getting that sweat going, you know, getting everybody on the bike and moving forward, it's a good way to lose weight, be healthy, eat healthy, and bond with your children.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to ask Ebony, actually, I've been doing a Brazilian butt lift. I'm looking pretty good, you know. I do say so myself, you know.
Hey,
but
if I do say so myself.
Right. And I took a cleanser before I started doing it. And it's just like immaculate. Ebony, you know, we'd have been there, done this one before.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I did that, and I actually feel great and everything. So I want to let you know that, Ebony, you know what to do to get that baby weight off of you. You ain't say no.
Right. Yeah, right. I know. I know what to do. You know, I'm just trying to come June. I told my son, I said, look here, come June, it's gonna be some detoxing and flushing up out this piece. You ain't even gonna know about it. I said the whole refrigerator is gonna be a whole different look. It ain't even gonna have nothing that has a label on it in that piece but the milk. And if I can get me a cow, I'ma have it. But yeah, it's one thing to get it off, but it's another thing to keep it off. You know what I'm saying? Getting that weight off,
yeah,
and working hard and changing that lifestyle, because I can get it off, but then if I go downtown, you know, and go eat me a big old cheesesteak or whatever, I got to learn to continue to eat healthy, because I've been just eating and doing what I want to do. Quit
right
there. I ain't going to see a lot of y'all.
Right.
Last night we were just at the bowling alley. I'm eating nacho cheese, chili cheese fries, french fries. You know, it was crazy. I said, well, you know what? We might as well enjoy this while we can, because it's about to be over. I literally had, what did I have? The nacho cheese chips, chili cheese fries, regular french fries, all while bowling and drinking on apple juice.
You went in.
Oh,
we just tried to run it out of you.
And then got up this morning, had the nerve to have some hash and eggs. Shout out to Harlem Night. I had my hash.
Like you ain't have a good night last night.
Right? And go have it later on. I ain't going to lie to you. But we got one more day in this
right
room. Going down.
It's over after Sunday.
It ain't over, because I'm about to break up with fast foods. I'm about to break up with unhealthy living. You know, we're about to get a divorce, so I might as well go ahead and just get it off.
Yeah, but you know how to make healthy food taste good, though.
Yeah, I do.
You know, you will make turkey tacos instead of ground beef. You know, you will supplement certain stuff that I won't. I'd be like, it just ain't the same. You know, so you know, you like grandma made turkey tacos. I'm talking about, ooh, they was good. I can't do it though, because I need some beef. But you know, I eat yours.
I made vegetable lasagna yesterday. I made vegetable
meatloaf. Yeah.
You
I
did?
I put the veggies, and I actually used ground beef, and I had some turkey. But I did make a vegetable meatloaf, and it was really off the chain. It was really, really good. So that got some more of that. It was good.
So you know how to make that good spinach. I mean, I can too, but I've never been a serious vegetable eater. So now I'm more so on being just fresh. Just making sure if it is a vegetable, make sure it's fresh. Because I got to get out of them cans and stuff too, because you might well just go and eat a burger if you open up a can.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, you might well eat a burger if you open up a can. You know, so I just try to get everything fresh and get everything, you know.
And you're right. And that said, the cans are full of
sodium and preservatives.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely not good. And I really like going to the farmer's market and getting my food fresh. And actually, that's another thing that you guys can do while we're talking about it before we take a music break is at the beginning of summer, and it's not too late to plant right now, me and Makai planted some green onions, some plum tomatoes, some squash, and some cabbage and bell peppers. I didn't even think this stuff was going to grow, but it did. And I'm looking out of my patio at it right now. I said, well, I be dang, it's growing. And we chopped down some of the green onions, and it was very good, very fresh. And it was just a great bonding experience, you know, with my kids to grow some stuff. So that was totally awesome. But, yeah, like you said, Stacey, having those, it replacing all the cans and putting in fresh fruit, fresh veggies, and more romaine lettuce. Let's get away from the iceberg. Get some romaine lettuce, because romaine has antioxidants in it. antioxidants is very, very good for your body and very, very good for your skin, and it will keep your skin looking healthy. You guys are all winners right here on Frontline Friday. Let's go ahead and take a music break. I want to play this song, and I'm specifically going to play this song for Jamie. I love Jamie. And this song right here is called You're a Winner, and it's by C. Cole, and it's featuring Will C, and it's produced by B. Jackson. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live on Frontline Friday. Squad up. We're going to come back in and get back to the stay tuned.
I was walking to the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. You're a winner, baby, I don't plan on losing out. Don't know it yet, but I'm the one that you can hit without a bold statement, cause we ain't never met before. But everything starts somewhere, so let's go. Yeah, you heard right, had me since the first sight. So it's goodbye, hold the beginning of the first night. Cause what I see, I like it, wanna get to know you better. I'm a winner, you're a winner, we can celebrate together. Me and you, a party of two. See, I'm attracted to your curves and the way that you move and the way you carry yourself. You just do you, and that's something that I can really relate to. Much more than the physical, even though I'm digging that nice conversation to accompany that silhouette. And I can't wait to reminisce on a story like this. I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose.
Not an option, they hating but steady watching. Ignore them and keep walking, we sipping and just talking. Conversation getting good, just a different side of me. Feeling comfortable, like this is where I'm supposed to be. It's loud in here, slide a little closer to me. Wanna hear you talk so I can see where your mind at. Where you draw the line at, what make you smile. Let's see if we can find it. I like your reaction, the way you smile just at the thought of me asking. Must be asking the right thing, nobody knows you better than you. But I'm hoping that might change if I can let the hating pass. Stay in the right lane, hands at 10 and 2 and watch for signs. I'm just taking in the view and I'm enjoying mine, yeah. I'm enjoying mine.
I was walking to the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. Can't lose, I can't lose with you, baby. You know I can't lose with you, right by my side.
Hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so
so that I may fly away.
Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the county jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dogs slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there, but in my heart I couldn't really say you cared. That's like the women came around trying to get paid, but in the end every single one felt played. No PS3 and Tinder, we are Xbox. That's so ironic cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with, but I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard, the harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind, stay far from drinking. I gotta do it, crabs in the pot. They tryna pull me down cause the water is hot. The water is scorching, the water is touching. These crabs so deceitful cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23 but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in a city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to get by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slower, now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs, looking for some love. Never realized all the wildest God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ, is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. With a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At birth came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived were would knock you to the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing. Life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing, mother.
Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, was so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. I didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing. Life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Just know you always come before a man, and I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder, y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it, that's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all, couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, deed, it's all unconditionally, and that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just wanna be the one to guide you and keep you on that path, save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more, Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so hard for me.
Y'all, this is Jasmine at Just Cutting Up. You are now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B on Phenomenal Radio. Come check me out at 5510 Orchard Street West in University Place to get your head whipped.
Please believe that somehow, some way, we gotta make it about the hood someday, somehow. Some way, we gotta make it about this life. Come on. Somehow, some way, we gotta make it about the hood someday. Some way, we gotta make it about this life. Whether we dribble out this motherfucker, rap metaphors and riddle out this motherfucker, work second floors, I spittle out this motherfucker.
You. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition of the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition of the competition. Oh yeah,
riding round town behind limousines. Smell me from a block away. Staying fresh and staying clean, my only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking?
We back up in this thing, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest independent music. I'm going to open up everybody's phone line right here. We got about 15 more minutes in this thing. You know we wild out and style out on the front line. Big shout out to Jennifer Hudson. I still like that song, but big shout out to her looking so fabulous with all the weight that she lost. And big shout out to her fine behind husband, Punk. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for a black man. I'm pretty sure he had a lot to do with encouraging the way that she's looking lately. But I like the big, I like the chubby Jennifer, and I like the skinny Jennifer too. But of course, I want to get y'all feedback on that. I'm going to go to Noel. Noel, what's going on, baby?
I'm good. What's going down?
Hey. You already know what time it is. I want to get your feedback on the Jennifer Hudson new look.
Well, I feel Jennifer Hudson, her new look, you know. I really pretty much admired Jennifer Hudson when she first started out, when she was doing the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? When Jennifer Hudson was thick, you know what I'm saying? She had a good, you know, sense of weight. You know what I'm saying? But now that she has her new look and everything like that, you know, it's different, but, you know, it's her, you know. It's still Jennifer Hudson. She's still the American Idol girl, you know what I'm saying, that everybody, you know, loves and admires, you know what I'm saying? She's still got a fresh look, you know. She's still got the voice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she definitely still has the pipe. She still can blow. She's definitely still of sophisticated and classy.
You know, and most definitely, you know, every time when I catch a glimpse of those videos, you know what I'm saying, or I see her features, it kind of reminds me of you.
Ow. All right, hey. Now, Noel. Big shout out to Jennifer Hudson with her beautiful self and her beautiful smile. Denai, I'm going to let you come in on this topic right here. And not only Jennifer Hudson, but Monique. Monique is another one that's come down this is good.
True that.
Yeah, both of them. I think, you know, with Jennifer Hudson, I'm glad that she was able to gain some of her weight back, because she had gotten tiny, kind of scary tiny, but she gained it back, so she looks healthy now. Lil Mama doing her thing, absolutely. And Monique as well, she definitely has lost weight, but she didn't lose too much, so she still looks healthy, which is just phenomenal, because that's what it's all about. You don't want to get too small that you look sick. That's the problem. I think too many women will kind of just go too far with it, so you want to make sure that you still look healthy, you're so sexy, you still have that personality. So, awesome, ladies.
I'm definitely loving Monique's and Jennifer Hudson's new slim down. They didn't do a Star Jones. Big shout out to Star Jones. I ain't mad at her, but, you know, it's just a healthier way to do it. It takes some time. And, Stacey, that's one thing that I wanted to, you know, say with you, too, and I had to learn myself, is it's going to take some time. It's not just going to come off just out of nowhere, and I had to learn that the hard way. You know, I was just like, why is this not happening? Why am I not losing the weight that I want to lose? And I was using the sweat bags, the plastic bags, and boxers use that too, but they lose that weight for a couple of days, but you just blow right up, back up right after that. So it's off for a while, and then, you know, it comes back on. But y'all know what time it is. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, promote nothing but the hottest independent music. We're going to go to the call lines and get some more love. In a few minutes, we're going to go to the call lines and get some more love. But I want to take this time out and pay homage to Maya Angelou. Thank you, Maya Angelou. Thank you for all your contributions to our culture. Thank you for sharing everything that you have done, from your poetry to music to fashion, to everything that she stood for as a woman first. You know, she was so many things, being an activist, a poet, you know, having parts in plays and writing and whatnot. She just was a phenomenal woman. And I think it's just such a great thing that we get to share that with our children and with our daughters. You know, just imagine, you know, giving your daughter or your son the history on Maya Angelou and looking into their bright eyes and they see and say, look, this was a powerful woman in our history. This was somebody dynamic. And how much she done, and reading her poetry. Just taking the time and sitting back. And Stacey is a big book reader.
Right.
Stacey will get lost in the book. She'll be gone for days. Won't even answer the phone. And that's another thing that I admired about her. Because she got lost in the book, in the words, in the poetry, and just finding that center for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's totally awesome. I can't say enough about Maya Angelou. You know, rest in heaven to her. But even though she may be gone in the physical, she still left a legacy. And that's one thing that I want you to encourage us. Encourage us as our people and as women and as men. When you leave up out of here, don't leave an obituary. Leave a legacy. Leave a legacy.
She said, don't leave an obituary. Leave a legacy.
You know, something to leave behind for your family. Leave a legacy. Do something. It was a statement on Facebook that was saying, do something today that your future self will thank you for.
I like.
It's so important. Like, do something today that your future self would thank you for. So, Maya Angelou, we can't thank you enough. We can't thank you for all the contributions that you have made to the culture and things that you have done for women and everything that you have done. I just love her. I love everything about her, and I'm going to enjoy and continue to enjoy Maya Angelou and teach them about my children about her. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. We got the 732-348 live on Frontline Fridays. Your girl Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Joyce
Ebony?
Alright. Yeah!
Hello?
Yeah, Joyce, I hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on? Calling to give you a shout out to the Diva Ebony B. And congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you, Joycey. We got a legend calling into Frontline Fridays, Joycey Sims, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Calling to Diva Spot. What a history we are making right now on Frontline Fridays, y'all. Joycey, this is for you.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Just for everybody that's tuned in and that's listening, tell us about your new project that you got out and what you've been up to. Just a little brief. I know you're very busy, but just tell us what you got going on and where they can go and download and purchase your music at right now.
Wow, I got a new project coming out. As a matter of fact, I have a new single that's out now called Tonight. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Joyce Sims. I'm on Instagram, The Real Joyce Sims. You can hit me on my website, www.joycesimsonline.com. I have a new album coming out this summer and a new single that will be released next month, as a matter of fact, called All I Want Is You. So I've been busy doing touring. I'll be back in the UK in July. And doing some dates as well in New York in August.
Wow. Jesse, you just everywhere. We trying to get Frontline Fridays UK. And once we do, it's going to be a
Man, they would love you.
Oh, man. We would love to be over there and, you know, to reach out to those artists. Joycey, we got somebody who want to talk to you as well. You want to give a shout out?
Okay. Hey, my name is Makai, and my mom is... Ashley Brinson.
Hi, Makai. I know you. How are you?
I'm great. It's such an opportunity to actually meet you because I was like, who is
Joyce Sims.
And when she told me about you, you looked very interesting. So, and
well, thank you.
It's nice to find it's nice to finally meet you, and I hope you have a better future than you already have.
Oh, well, thank you so much, honey. Thank you. You know what? That's what they say too, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you again. It's been a long time since I saw you.
It's been a long time. You was a baby. You was tweeny at age.
Yeah, Joyce, yeah, we didn't meet before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
was a baby.
Yeah, at ages 16.
Right, he was at ages.
She met
me ever since I was a baby.
Yeah.
Wait, but she's a billionaire.
What did he say?
Makai said
you're
a billionaire.
How did she meet me? I receive it, Makai, by faith.
That's right. Jersey, we're so thankful that you called into the show. We definitely going to follow up with you and book you to come on Frontline Friday so we can interview you, promote you, and showcase all the wonderful things that you are doing. It's just amazing. I love you, and I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I love you, too, and I'm proud of you as well. Keep up the good work, and I'll be watching.
Okay.
Bye, cuz.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Love you guys.
Love you, too, right.
Bye.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now tuning live to Frontline Friday. How we do each and every Friday, 5 p.m. on the West and 7 p.m. I don't know, it's 8 p.m. on the
East
Coast,
7 p.m. on Central Time.
That's right, hold me down tonight. It's all right, it's my show, I can do what I want to do. Y'all know what
it's
time
it is. It's all good, you know.
I can do what I want to do.
You know, yeah.
You already know. Y'all make sure y'all check out me tomorrow, Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we talk about community resources, and we're going to have a special guest on there. We're going to have a brother from Men in Power is going to be on tomorrow. He's going to be talking about his great program by the name of Scooter. So we'll have him, and we'll be giving the community resources. The summertime is here. We got a couple more weeks before school is out, and we are getting parents ready for summer programs and summer activities to keep you and your family active, healthy, and involved this summer. Make sure you check out SOUP, which is a global nonprofit organization, Simply Us Together. Go to www.simplyustogether.org and become a part. Do something amazing in your neighborhood. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that tuned in. Big shout out to Denia. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Denia Designs for You. Again, at Denia Designs for You, and check out some of her beautiful, beautiful jewelry that she has. I have my own line from Denia Designs for You called the Diva Door Knockers. So make sure you check those out. Also, make sure you tell her that Diva sent you so you can get that special, special discount from her. Also, make sure you hit her up on Facebook as well. Denia, go ahead and put your Facebook out there, love.
Absolutely. You guys can hit me on Facebook at Denia Designs for You, or my personal page is Denia Azure. The Twitter is also Denia Azure, and same thing with Instagram. Follow me, and I will follow back, but you have to give me a shout-out for me to follow back.
No.
That's how that works.
Most definitely. I want to give a big shout-out to Noel for calling in. Noel, you got some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Most definitely. I got to give a shout-out to you, you know what I'm saying, most definitely for the wonderful work that you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and your efforts and your endeavors and everything like that. You know what I mean? You know, shout-out to Ebony B, the Diva, you know what I'm saying, the beautiful and lovely Ebony B. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people in New York and the other tri-state areas. You know what I mean? And all the family and all the friends and everything like that.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Thank you for Noel for calling in. And while you're listening to us live right here on phenomenalradio.com, again, that's phenomenalradio.com, check out the staff and network with our staff. We got a really great, powerful staff for all independent artists, business owners, graphic designers, anybody that's out there is about their business. Check us out. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout out to Gmo, Guru, DJ Trey Boogie. Big shout out to DJ Mad Logic, DJ Sway, Truth the Truth, DJ Froggy, DJ Supreme, DJ 3. Also, make sure y'all check out DJ Detroit, DJ Hank, DJ Magic Mike, And also be sure to check out DJ Johnny O and DJ Trez. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you click on the Get Paid and Get Played on Phenomenal. And also take the time out to check out our Extra Voice, our Media Rec, and the Powers Players List. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, y'all.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.